There's been some enthralling magic moments between Tyrone and Dublin over the past decade, and one man who had certainly made a mark in the Tyrone successes, at least, is Owen Mulligan. He stars today at corner forward for Mickey Hart's side, and I suggested to him last week, after their victory over Roscommon in the qualifiers, that he loves taking on the Dubs.
I wouldn't say that. Great. It was hard not, you know, to focus on Roscommon. This Roscommon game, everybody was talking about, you know, Dublin. We knew how to play them here, but we're very lucky today. I think the first half, you know, maybe we were a bit complacent, took them for granted, but their movement up front was unreal, causing us all types of problems. So second half, you know, we got the grips and we come out all guns blazing and showed there in the score. But, you know, as you say there, Paddy, Dublin's, you know, it's not going to be no easy. They put us out last year, but it was a kick of ball of it, you know, it hit the post and the goal. But, you know, we'll be up for it and, you know, back to training this week, so hopefully we can do the business.
That's still fresh in the memory from last year, that defeat.
I think it is. They put us out. As I say, we played very well that day, but as I say, kick of the ball was in it, hit the post, and I think it was Garrett, was it? It hit the net, so, you know, it's going to be tough, and hopefully we can do the business.
Tyrone manager Mickey Hart was happy to get over Roscommon last Saturday.
Yeah, I wouldn't describe it as convincing. I'd describe it as flattering, because no way did we deserve that scoreline at the end of the game, or certainly Roscommon didn't deserve to be beaten by that amount. They were in the game for at least the quarters of the game. They pushed us every step of the way. They were far superior in the first half, even though they went in a point down. So, you know, we had a lot to think about at half time, and we got that bit of a good start to the second half, which gave us a cushion that we could never seem to get in the first half, but then they came back at us some more. So, yeah, I think Roscommon will feel hard done by that scoreboard doesn't reflect anything like the performance they put in there today.
But now the focus is very much on Paul Gilroy's side.
Absolutely. You know, the last eight is where you always want to be. I suppose, you know, meeting Dublin is always a good game, because they bring an atmosphere like none other to those stages of the championship. You really get an All-Ireland final atmosphere with the Dubs every time you come here, and that makes it a bit special. You know, they're the team that has done a lot more than us in the last 12-15 months, and they'll go in as favourites, but we'll have to do the best we can to try and avenge last year's result.
Hart has made several changes as well, with Ryan McMenamin dropping to the bench alongside Tommy McGuigan and Kyle Coney, as Justin McMahon, Martin Penrose and Mulligan all return. Murray Swift is also named in the starting 15, despite breaking his nose last week against Roscommon. Tyrone have been boosted too by news that Stephen O'Neill is well and truly on the road to recovery now after three absences. He came off the bench last week, albeit very briefly, for a cameo appearance at Croke Park. Mickey Hart admits he's recovering well.
Touch and go there today. He might have been able to do a short time, but then again, that's the gamble. You know, he came back a little bit early the last time and set him back, so that's the risk factor with a hamstring injury. When you think it's almost right and you go a little bit ahead of time, you can set it back further. So, you know, the medics are very, very cautious at this stage, because it has happened to him a few times this season already. So hopefully in another week, and he manages it well, he could be available for some game time, yeah.
Now, Paul Gilroy has named Kane O'Sullivan in his starting 15 for today's encounter. The Kilmacud Crokes defender has missed large spells of the season so far due to an ongoing hamstring problem. He comes in, though, for Paul Conlon. Also included is Eamon Fennell. He'll partner Dennis Bastic at midfield, while Owen O'Gara is named at corner forward and Dermot Connolly leads the full forward line. Oisin Langan caught up with Gilroy yesterday morning at the Dublin press conference and asked him, first of all, is the inclusion of O'Sullivan a bit of a risk?
We made a conscious decision with Kane. He'd had a lot of niggly injuries in kind of when the club championship finished to when we started the championship, and we gave him a month of prehab work specifically just to try and get those injuries gone in the month of June, sort of in the May and most of June. And he came back really strong, you know, and has proven in our training games that he's an exceptional player. And, you know, the only thing that has held Kane back has been injuries. And he's the sort of fella that, you know, if he was available to you, you know, he'd be a guy that you'd be strongly considering every time, you know.
Owen named in there as well. I mean, what's the situation with him? How confident are you that he'll be able to start?
I'm fairly confident. I mean, he has been moving around here in the training pitch, and he started obviously with a heavy cast. It went to a lighter cast about 10 days ago, and you know he's been catching balls with that cast, and now he only has a protective cover over it. So, it's really down to how, I suppose, how comfortable he is tomorrow when we're really firing balls at him. And if he is, I'd certainly will play him. You know, he's he's an important guy to us. He was important in this game last year, and I think he brings something different to our attack.
A couple of other interesting selections midfield, obviously, but Dermot Connolly has retained his place, and just wondering about his confidence levels maybe in the days after the Leinster final. He was withdrawn early enough in that game. We were wondering maybe how much of a dent to his mentality that might have been, and what sort of form is Dermot in?
He's been in great form. He really upped the ante since the Leinster final. He took a heavy bang last weekend now, and but he's fine after it. But his own form has been terrific. Both himself and Bernard have been exceptional in training now over the last 3 weeks. I think they couldn't wait to get to the first training game, the two of them. You know, we needed to make a change because we were misfiring up front, and you know, it could have been Bernard or it could have been Dermot when we did it, but we needed to change things up, and in fairness, we got scores within the next 20 minutes that we really needed to get, and but it could have been any one of them really, and I think that the lads realised that, and you know, I think if they bring the form that they've shown out here over the last 3 weeks to the game on Sunday, we'll be in good shape.
Looking at the game, Pat, I mean, the tables have been turned completely over the last 12 months. This time last year it was Dublin on the back of a real run through the qualifiers, maybe not ambushing Tyrone, but certainly getting the job done in the All-Ireland quarter-final. Tyrone now have got the games under their belt, and you guys have been inactive for 3 weeks. How worried are you by the level of championship intensity they've enjoyed, and where you guys have just had to do it amongst yourselves?
Look, I wouldn't be worried about it at all. As I said inside there, I haven't seen intensity in training games like what was going on here. I mean, there was, you know, we had to have two physios here sometimes because of just the bodies that were being thrown in. It was incredible.
And these are no holds barred championship intensity games, yeah. Where you actually wouldn't guess that there's two teams from the same panel up against each other.
Absolutely not. And I mean, I can't credit enough the guys that, you know, are not starting for the way they've allowed the team be prepared, because it has just been incredible. I mean, the games have been, they've been low enough. Scoring overall, I mean, 15 or 16 points for either team, but it's been a point or two for either team. So, I really think that's going to stand to us this weekend.
Tyrone have been playing well, of course, since their exit from the Ulster Senior Football Championship at the semi-final stage, and a victory over Dublin this evening will set up an All-Ireland semi-final meeting against their Ulster opponents. The focus, though, for Tyrone, admits Colm Kavanagh, is Dublin, and Dublin only.
I know, well, like I said, it's going to be a very, very tough game. You know, the Dubs have shown absolutely great quality over the last few games, you know, and they're going to put up a massive challenge for us, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, if we're going to aspire to win anything this year, we're just going to have to try and beat them all.